And ask to switch the order of the next two items. So we're going to move to the land transaction. This is listed as item number six. This is a briefing, public hearing, and a decision. Dan Budd, welcome back.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the Commission. On today's agenda, the department is recommending the acquisition of a property located in Mason County on Hood Canal at Lynch Cove. However, before we discuss the transaction, I'd like to review the department's process for acquiring land for Fish and Wildlife Conservation. When acquiring habitat for fish and wildlife, the department is guided by species and habitat plans that identify conservation and restoration actions that will benefit fish and wildlife. Project scoping and need are identified in these plans. Projects then go through an evaluation and prioritization step, which includes the Lands 2020 process before the land transaction step begins. For the item the department is recommending today, the scoping and need step and the evaluation and prioritization step have been completed, and we are now at the land transaction step. We have completed most stages within the land transaction step and are now at the stage of recommending approval to the Fish and Wildlife Commission. A critical stage in implementing our acquisitions is appraisal of the real property to be acquired. State law requires that real property be appraised before beginning negotiations. The source of funding sets the standard for appraisal requirements. State funding requires that we meet uniform standards of professional appraisal practice, while federal funds require what is commonly referred to as Yellow Book compliant appraisals. The department contracts with independent fee appraisers to conduct the appraisals. We request fee quotes from firms experienced with a specific type of property. Appraisals are then reviewed for compliance with the department's chief appraiser, Sean Kies, who is a state certified and also holds the MAI designation from the Appraisal Institute. If federal funds are being used, review and approval by the federal agency is also required. When appraisals have passed review, negotiations with a landowner can begin. If a landowner negotiations are successful, the department then brings the transaction forward and recommends approval by the Fish and Wildlife Commission. We are now at that stage with the transaction the department is recommending today. Today's transaction is the proposed purchase of 2.02 acres of the Martin property located on Hood Canal at Lynch Cove in Mason County. The property is proposed for purchase under the Lynch Cove project, which has been evaluated and approved through the Lands 2020 process. Located southwest of Belfair, where the Union River flows into Hood Canal at Lynch Cove, this project targets low-lying wetlands and salt marsh and covers with water at high tides. The purpose of the Lynch Cove project is to permanently preserve this estuary, which is at risk of development. This project is supported by a number of plans, including the department's comprehensive wildlife strategy, the Hood Canal Coordinating Council's Summer Chum Recovery Plan, the Pacific Coast Joint Venture Strategic Plan, and Washington State's Coastal and Estuarine Conservation Plan. This has been a collaborative project supported by a number of public and private partners, including Forterra, the Pacific Northwest Salmon Center, North Mason School District's Thaler Wetlands, the Great Peninsula Conservancy, and the Hood Canal Coordinating Council. The effort of these organizations to acquire many smaller parcels has resulted in nearly complete protection of the estuary. Lynch Cove supports over 15,000 wintering waterfowl and five species of salmon, including summer chum and chinook. The estuary provides a migratory pathway and transitional area for anadromous fish. The Martin property, along with the previously acquired Five Star and Cumloo properties to the north, will provide parking for waterfowl hunting access. This is important as there has been no walk-in hunting access in Lower Hood Canal, In addition, firearm restrictions limit waterfowl hunting in Kitsap County. This is an important access opportunity for Kitsap County hunters and Bremerton Naval personnel for waterfowl hunting. These current parcels will allow the public to go from planned parking area to the hunting blinds. The property has previously been used as a residential site and currently has a residential structure which will be removed. There are no water rights associated with the property. The property will be managed as part of the Union River unit of the South Puget Sound Wildlife Area. The annual operating costs are estimated at $500 for weed and litter control, which will be covered by the existing wildlife area budget. Funding for the acquisition is being provided by a grant from the Recreation and Conservation Office under the Washington Wildlife and Recreation Program. The department recommends the commission approve the land transaction as presented, and we would be glad to address any questions.
Any questions for Dan? Commissioner Smitten.
And if you go back to slide 9. And the reason why you're looking for that, I was trying to figure out where this exactly is, and it's hard to tell on the maps and how much land is actually flooded. And I wondered if you could point it out then on slide 9.
All right. If I had these two slides together, it would be very helpful. This slide is looking west. This is the North Shore Road going around the north side of Hood Canal.
Okay.
The town of Belfair is just to the bottom of the slide. And then the road that goes from Belfair towards Shelton comes around on this side of the estuary. This is the Union River flowing into Lynch Cove. This is Lynch Cove in this area here. And I'm just thinking that maybe this is upside down almost from the previous slide with the Union River flowing in to Lynch Cove here, this area in here being Lynch Cove. Is that?
That helps. So in the upper left corner, would somewhere in there be where this property is?
Yes, up along in this, and it may even be out of this picture here.
And there was a residence on it?
There currently is a structure that's there now. There were tenants that were in the structure. They have been relocated to another housing situation.
Commissioner Kehoe?
Yeah, I'm trying to get a mental picture of where this is. So that road heading west there, you know, and then turning to the right.
Right.
Is that 106 heading to Union then, or
no?
That's not.
Union would be going on the south side.
See, that's what fooled me too.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry for the.
No, that's fine.
We have this aerial courtesy of the Department of Ecology's program, so.
All right. Any other questions for Dan? Do we have anyone signed up? No one signed up for public input, so the hearing's closed. Commissioner Smith, do you have a motion?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I move to approve the proposed land transaction as presented by staff.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that motion.
Commissioner Schmitten has seconded the motion to approve the land transaction as presented. Further discussion?
Madam Chair.
Commissioner Mencken?
Yes, I want to read to you something that I've received. It goes like this. I fully support land acquisition for fish and wildlife habitat as the first priority and secondarily for recreation. Suitable habitats, a diminishing resource as Washington's population and economy increase. Maintaining habitat features will often need to include active management of the land. This may be sounding familiar to you. Without knowledgeable evaluation and on-the-ground action, ecological conditions will change on their own over time. Land purchase is not the end. It must be the beginning for planned actions that maintains a high-quality habitat condition for wildlife for the long term. Signed, Chuck Perry. His legacy lives on. So my question is, do you think that $500 a year is an adequate amount to maintain this piece of property? If, for example, you get into some sort of emergency condition, what will you do?
As an isolated two-acre parcel with a parking lot on it, $500 a year probably would not be enough. But as considering it as an additive property, adding the $500 to the existing budget, and there was $500 for the adjacent and $500 for the adjacent, and more dollars in the rest of the project, the $500 is simply an estimate, Commissioner. And some portions of it, particularly where we have parking, will be more intensive management, will require more intensive management.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other comments? Oh, okay. The motion's been made and seconded. Call for a vote. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, say no. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dan.